time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Our buddy Jason Cairns on the other end of the line in Eau Claire. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Tuesday. It is September 17th. I'm trying to think. Constitution Day, is that today or tomorrow?
I don't remember, honestly. Yeah.
One of the two. Yeah. You know what? My niece, Maddie, is turning 27 tomorrow. I don't know. Yeah, her birthday's the 18th. Anyhow, one of those two. I think it's maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
But it could be today.
So. It could be today.
All right, well, we'll unearth that. I'll check special events and see that it's today. It is today. So there we go.
Very good.
All right, it took us a minute to settle that in. All right, you know, I wanted to just clarify something because I said yesterday I'm going to try to play a song about love at the end of each show. That doesn't mean that will be the single topic we talk about all the time, although it is
sure.
a favorite topic of ours.
Right,
but I just wanted to clarify.
For sure.
And thanks to, you know, we've got different fans and friends of this segment, and Cody is among them. And he was throwing some Bible verses our way yesterday and kind of walking us through Ludio. And it made me think maybe we haven't done that in a while, so... How did you come up with this word of Ludio, love up, down, in, out, and how do you understand it?
Well, you know, I think kind of where it started was really wanting to drill down on what does love mean as it's described in the Bible, you know, and I think we hear often of love God, and so that for me was like, okay, this is our principle where we start. So it's the idea of loving up, you know, if you think of God above us,
uh-huh.
I mean, God is around us, but that's the idea. And then I was like, okay, how do we have a more fuller view of love?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, as I began looking, it was love down, which is love creation, the world in which we're in, love in, which is loving ourselves well, showing self-compassion, and loving out, which is loving the people who are around us. And
mm-hmm.
really, so the idea was I want to have this mindset of what does a full 360 degree idea of love look like that's informed by the love we see in the Bible.
Yeah. You know, and my wife models for me in terms of the love, the hard work, the sacrifice. We're hearing just so many different things on Facebook, by the way. I'm just trying to stay out. You know, there's different things that can just draw you. And you're just like, mm-hmm. you think you might have you might be able to bring some enlightenment. But then I'm like, it might be reactions. Anyhow, my point here is that, like, loving the people in Liberia, like, my wife saw them. Like, you are image bearers. I will take you back in my heart. And we've continued on this journey. And saw a friend for the first time in many years on Saturday. She's like, you guys have been doing this for a long time. I'm like, yeah. We have.
Yeah.
But then even her love, truly, her love for pets and even plants. And I think Albert Schweitzer was somebody in history who had this reverence for life, or St. Francis of Assisi, right?
Yeah. So a few years ago, Heather had found this picture of St. Francis bending down, and there was a bluebird sitting in front of it. And she said, that reminds me of you. And that was so touching because it was this desire not just to love people, but to love all of creation well. And you know, I see that in you. I see that in Peggy for sure. And I hope that we all grow in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is good. And again, you know, in terms of scripture, at least the way I understand it, like, yeah, Jesus, I mean, there's so many verses, and we've talked in the past about, what was the word that Michael has said, right? As means a loving kindness, but there's so much more to it. Michael Card wrote a whole book just on that word.
Yep, on the word hesed, which is the Old Testament word that means loving kindness, absolutely.
Which is striking, because a lot of times people think of, they'll think of the Old Testament God as kind of mean and angry, but again, God is God, right?
His argument is that that is God's principal character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like the line that God is like Jesus. He's always been like Jesus. We just haven't always known he's like Jesus.
Right.
So.
Absolutely.
There you go. So unpacking some of that here this morning on WWIB. That was fun.
Yeah.
And we've got Acts we're working our way through. Although I got to say, with some of the conversation I've been seeing lately that's manifested over the last week on social media and such, I've been thinking, you know, I don't think we've ever done Matthew 25, like, whatsoever you do unto the least of these. And that would make me think, oh, it'd be interesting to read that and see what you're taking letters to the beloved is. But anyhow, we are up to Acts 8, 18 and 19. And we'll at least hear the scripture today. Go ahead.
Sure. It says, when Simon saw that the Spirit was given, when the apostles laid their hands on people, he offered them money to buy this power. Let me have this power too, he exclaimed, so that when I lay my hands on people, they will receive the Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh. Now, yesterday you commented on how you're like, wow, I didn't say a whole lot about 14 through 17, but you say a pretty good-sized paragraph on 18 and 19. So
right,
maybe I'm going to save that till tomorrow, but give me a final thought.
Yeah, you know, so I always found this to be an interesting story. You know, when people witness the power of the Spirit, it's like, okay, I want that. How do I get that?
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a free gift. And, you know, I think we need to remember that it's a free gift, not something we can purchase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the things that helps me, too, is realizing, you know, that the Spirit comes to brag up the Son. So that's a good
Absolutely.
Reminder.
Good way to put it.
Thank you, friend. Our buddy Jason Kantz here on WWIB, best 5 minutes of the day.
Well, it is Constitution Day, and we have a Constitution quiz for Halvo here in the Wib Wake Up Show at WWIB, where we are family. You can take it along with him. But let's see how much you know about the Constitution, Halvo.
I want to just, before you even quiz me, I want to say, I know it's 1787. You know, all of a sudden we hear about 1776, the Declaration of Independence, but I believe 1787 is the originating date. But go ahead.
I do believe, yes, you are correct. So let's start off with this one.
In case I go over, I wanted to just...
Halvo, how many amendments does the U.S. Constitution have? And this is going to be multiple choice, by the way.
Okay.
BT Dubs. So how many amendments does the U.S. Constitution have? Is it 10, 27, 33 or 45? How many amendments does the U.S. Constitution have? 10, 27, 33, or 45?
All right. Well, I mean, the Bill of Rights is 10, so I know it's not that one because it's more than that. I know they talk about invoking the 25th Amendment that's come up in this administration at times. I'm going to say 27.
You are absolutely correct.
All right. Good, good.
Oh, you got to give yourself a correct answer.
I don't. Let me get that.
Yes. This is worthy of a ding
and
a good job from Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes.
So, yes, 27 amendments to the U.S. Constitution. Constitution quiz here in the Wib Wake Up Show. Which branch of government is established under Article 1 of the Constitution? Which branch of government is established under Article 1 of the Constitution? Is it the executive branch, the judicial branch, the legislative branch, or state governments? Which branch of government is established under Article 1 of the Constitution? The executive branch, the judicial branch, the legislative branch, or state governments?
Okay, I'm going to say, you know, I think it's a good idea on Constitution Day to read the Constitution, and then we would know. But I have not read it in a while, and I'm just going to use my own logic. I think you would start with the executive branch, so I'm going to say executive.
It's actually legislative branch.
Ah, right. So
no, but you're one of two. All right. Here's the thing. I actually told you about this beforehand. What is the system called that ensures no single branch of the U.S. government becomes too powerful? And this is one where I will say there are two answers that I would accept here. What is the system called that ensures no single branch of the U.S. government becomes too powerful? Is it A, federalism, B, separation of powers, C, checks and balances, or D, judicial review? What is the system called that ensures no single branch of the U.S. government becomes too powerful?
Yeah, I think separation of powers.
You are absolutely correct. I would have also accepted checks and balances.
All right, so that's... You're
smarter than I am.
You're the kind of teacher I like that would accept two answers.
Well, it's easy when all the answers are right in front of me.
Yeah.
All right, you are 2 out of 3, Halvo. Well done. Constitution quiz on this Constitution Day. Two questions left.
Okay.
Which amendment guarantees the freedom of speech, religion, press, assembly, and petition? Which amendment guarantees the freedom of speech, religion, press, assembly, and petition?
Caleb,
is it the first, second, fourth, or fifth?
Don't even give me the other. It's whatever letter is the First Amendment.
It is the First Amendment. Absolutely correct. Yes. All right. So we're doing well to go, what would it be, 4 out of 5, Halvo?
Yeah, we want to. 3 out of 4 right now. But okay, what is the last one?
Who is known as the father of the Constitution? Is it A, George Washington, B, Thomas Jefferson, C, James Madison, or B, Benjamin Franklin? Who is known as the father of the Constitution? George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, or Benjamin Franklin?
I'm going Jefferson.
You are going Jefferson. Actually, James Madison.
Wow, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's the thing. I would have got that one wrong, too. I probably would have got more of these wrong.
Yeah.
But, so America's fourth president, James Madison, made a major contribution to the ratification of the Constitution by writing the Federalist Papers along with Alexander Hamilton and John Jay. In later years, he was referred to as the father of the Constitution.
Huh. Interesting.
And JMU also beat Wisconsin in the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
There
James Madison University.
We can get a sports tie-in for anything.
Can't we? It's time for Tuesday Trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Your chance to win, 715-723-2555 is the number to dial. And for you, we have a free medium concrete mixer from Culver's with your choice of two mix-ins, celebrating that brand new Culver's location in Chippewa Falls. Again, Chippewa Crossing Boulevard near Toyce and Ford and Festival Foods there. They celebrated their grand opening yesterday and the grand opening week. So get on out and support another wonderful locally owned restaurant in Culver's. Free medium concrete mixer with two mix-ins, but the crux of the matter is that you have to solve this trivia first, and that can be easier said than done, but you never know. We might get a ringer on the first time.
Yeah, you do never know.
So, here's the question. 715-723-2555 is the number. If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? Hmm. If you're typical, if you're average, you'll eat over 8 pounds of these this year. What are we talking about? If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? 715-723-2555. Let us know your name, where you're calling from, and give us your best guess for a chance to win a free medium concrete mixer from Culver's with your choice of two mix-ins. That sounds delicious on a warm September day.
Absolutely. It's going to be warm all week, right? In the 80s. So, again, we need a brave, courageous soul to be our first contestant at 723-2555. And we've got somebody. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is JoJo from Jump River.
Hey, JoJo.
What do you think?
Would this be eggs?
Would it be eggs? 8 pounds of eggs per year. JoJo? No, no. But call us back, 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Roy from Eau Claire.
Hey, Roy.
How about apples?
How about apples?
It is that time of the year.
It is the season. Is it apples?
No.
If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dale from Rice Lake.
Hey, Dale.
What do you think?
French fries.
Oh, boy. That could happen in a hurry. That's not it.
Speaking of Culver's, again, giving away this concrete mixer from Culver's. Yeah, you love the crinkle fries from Culver's.
Great. They're great job on them. And they don't skimp on them either, I'll tell you. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Evelyn from Jump River.
Hey, Ev.
What do you think?
Is it cheese?
8 pounds of cheese this year. Evelyn?
I would say at least 8 pounds of cheese.
I mean, we probably mess up the average nationally here in Wisconsin, I would say.
I know.
Break the curve.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Chippewa.
What do you think, Jan?
Bananas.
Oh, yeah.
Got to get those in. Get the potassium. If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of bananas this year. Jan from Chippewa?
Sorry.
Afraid not. For a free concrete mixer with two mix-ins, a medium one as well, too. Very generous. Thank you, Culver's. 715-723-2555. If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of these this year. What?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sarah from Chippewa Falls.
All right. What do you think?
M&M's.
I think that's what you want in your concrete mixer, isn't it?
I want eight pounds of peanut butter M&M's.
That's how I got the idea.
Yeah, there you go. Is it 8 pounds plus of M&M's?
Sorry.
No, but thank you. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Evelyn.
All right, try again.
Well, my guess is going to be chocolate, but now I'm scared to say that, so...
Don't be scared.
Chocolate?
Is it chocolate? He wasn't telling me that's the right answer. He's just saying, don't be scared. I mean, that's a good way to go through life.
All right.
No, Evelyn, thank you. Call us back, friend.
Faith over fear on the WIB Wake Up Show. Three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Michael from Eau Claire.
Hey, Michael.
What do you think?
You should work in radio.
Bread.
What is it? Bread.
Bread. Is it bread? Got to have those carbs, right?
Getting it from Great Harvest Bread. Would that be it? That's not it. All right.
No. All right, two more guesses before we have to punt this for 20 minutes.
Yeah, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rich from Eau Claire.
What do you think, Rich?
How about grapes?
Grapes?
Yeah.
Do you prefer the purple grapes or the green grapes or some other variety like the cotton candy?
I like the red grapes.
Okay. There you go. I guess red grapes is probably, I just call them purple because I'm uneducated. But is it grapes?
It's not.
I bet I eat more than 8 pounds of grapes per year. I enjoy
those.
On a
lot of these things, I know it's more than 8 pounds for me. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tabitha.
All right, Tabitha, you're the last one.
And where are you from, Tabitha?
Oh, Holcomb.
Holcomb, all right.
Go ahead.
Potatoes?
Is it potatoes? 8 plus pounds of potatoes per year.
That's not it?
It's not. All right. Give us till, what, 8:15-ish. Yep. We'll bring this back for another shot to win this free medium concrete mixer from Culver's, celebrating that new Culver's brand new open in Chippewa Falls. It's Tuesday trivia continuing here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Your shot to win a Culver's concrete mixer, a free medium concrete mixer with your choice of two mix-ins, courtesy of Culver's. Don't forget that brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls grand opening was yesterday, so get out and support a locally owned Culver's restaurant in your neighborhood, and maybe that's in Chippewa Falls next to Festival Foods and Toys and Ford. So, our question is as follows at 715-723-2555. If you're typical, if you're average, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? Eat over 8 pounds of these this year. If you're typical, 715-723-2555. What are we talking about? If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? 715-723-2555 for a chance to win a free medium concrete mixer courtesy of Culver's.
All right, now here's the deal. We can start going to the calls, but we have just one caller. So somebody was in here even as the break was winding down. So maybe they know and we won't need the rest of them. Otherwise, get on the line at 723-2555. We know some people already in work and school, so maybe this open up opportunity for you. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Nancy calling from Madison, listening in online.
Wow.
All right.
Hey,
fantastic. Madtown. All right,
say
Nancy.
Say hi to my daughter, Grace, okay? She's down there.
Cool.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I'm hoping based upon the prize that the answer is ice cream.
The answer is ice cream. Is it ice cream? Over 8 pounds of ice cream eaten by the average person annually?
Sorry.
No, but thank you for tuning in at WWIB.com, Nancy. Again, yeah, follow Nancy's example anywhere you go. You can listen live at WWIB.com.
We love getting calls from the area, but it's fantastic getting calls from all over the country.
Indeed. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Is the number to call for Tuesday trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you living? Where are you calling from?
It's me, Desmond.
Desmond's from Altoona, I believe. We met at One Fest, and he actually won One Fest tickets on one of these Tuesday trivias before. So, Desmond, what do you think, friend? If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? What is it, Desmond?
Is it sugar?
Is it sugar? Over eight pounds of sugar.
I bet.
Could be
more. 8 pounds or more. Good try, Desmond.
Good job, Desmond. Call us back if you want. 715-723-2555.
All right. To get that concrete mixer from Culver's. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Trulina from Stanley.
Hi, Trulina.
My guess is potatoes.
Potatoes.
Yeah.
That actually was guessed earlier, so you can have a bonus guess if you'd like, Trulina.
Apples.
That was guessed earlier, too. call us back, 715-723-2555. Again, if you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of these this year. What are we talking about?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Peter from Cumberland.
Hi, Peter.
Good to hear from the Island City.
Hey, watermelon.
Watermelon.
Getting out of that season now a little bit. Could that be what we're going with? It's not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Peter. If you're typical, if you're average, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kayla, and I'm calling from Osseo.
Hey, Kayla, what do you think?
I think, is it candy?
Is it candy?
Could that be what we're talking about? 8 pounds of candy? That's not it. Sorry.
Not candy. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Again, all of these, it could be 8 pounds, could be more, but not what we are looking for with this specific Tuesday trivia.
All right, we're going to say three more guesses until we push it back to after 8:45. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Vicky from Chippewa.
What do you think, Vicky?
Nuts.
Is it nuts? Very nice broad category there.
Sounds good. I have not eaten enough nuts lately. That's not it, though. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Vicky. If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? It's not nuts. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kevin from Fulton City.
Hey, Kevin. Good to hear from you.
Is it cheese?
Is it cheese? That's been guessed. Bonus guess time, Kevin.
Bread.
Bread. You know what? I think that was guessed, too. So call us back, but we only have one call left here now. So.
All right. We're down to one. We've covered a lot of the foods already. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Monica Chamberlain. I'm calling from Chesapeake.
All right, Monica, what do you think?
I don't know if noodles or pasta was already guessed.
I don't think
so. It has not been guessed. Would you like to guess noodles or pasta?
Yes.
I think she would like to guess that.
Is
that
it pasta?
Do we have a winner on the last try? Not this one. Sorry.
Thank you, Monica. Good to hear from Shatek. If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? We'll give you another shot at Tuesday Trivia and winning that free concrete mixer from Culver's coming up.
Thank you, Ronnie. Tuesday Trivia, the third go-around. Trying to give away this delicious Culver's concrete mixer, Caleb.
Yes, celebrating our brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls. Wonderful local owners. Make sure you check that out and enjoy a great meal or treat this week. Chippewa Crossing Boulevard near Toys and Ford and Festival Foods, the brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls. Well, you can enjoy a wonderful Culver's concrete mixer, size medium, two mix-ins, if you solve our Tuesday trivia query today, 715-723-2555. We've had lots of great guesses from all across western and central Wisconsin, even as far south as Madison. Nancy was down there listening at wib.com and just said, hey, I got to participate in this. But we do not have the correct answer yet. The question is as follows. If you're typical, if you're average, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of these this year. 8 pounds of what?
Let us know, 723-2555. We had a lot of great guesses the first time and in round two. And we could use some more calls now here on WWIB. And let's go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Deb from Medford.
Hey, Deb, what do you think?
I'm thinking it is hamburger.
Is it hamburger?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, ground beef. So is it 8+ pounds of ground beef per year?
Thanks
no, but
trying.
Thanks for calling from Medford. Go Raiders. 715-723-2555.
The hard thing is, right? I mean, for a lot of these, it's like at least 8 pounds. Maybe it's a lot more.
Could
so.
Be, yeah.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning. Brian from Oliva.
Hey, Brian.
What do you think?
Apples.
Is it apples? That's actually been guessed. You can have one bonus guess, though, Brian.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
That has not been guessed. Could that be it? So we wind down summer.
Not hot dogs. Thank you, Brian.
I see autumn officially arrives on September 22nd, so 5 days away. I think of hot dogs in summer so much. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Al from Tilden.
Hey, Al. Good to hear from you.
Licorice.
Is it licorice? 8+ pounds of licorice.
Hmm. Do you like black licorice, Al?
I do not prefer it, but
I do not
I'll
either.
Eat it because my wife likes it.
So. Okay,
my
there
mother-in-law
you go.
Does too. That's not it. But.
Love does amazing things to a person. it's not licorice. Thank you, Al. Call us back at 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Peter.
Okay, there's Tom. Peter.
Cumberland.
All right, go ahead, Peter.
What do you
think? I'm going to say corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob.
Another summer staple.
Delicious.
We had a lot of it this summer, I'll tell you what. That's not what we're looking for. Thanks.
Thank you, Peter. If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Brian from Eau Claire.
Hey, Brian.
I am going to guess popcorn.
Popcorn. And you can eat a lot of it to work up 8+ pounds,
that's
for sure.
That's a great guess.
I was thinking.
Could that be it? Sorry, Brian.
Thank you, Brian, for the call. 715-723-2555. Trying, efforting, want to give away a free medium concrete mixer with two mix-ins, courtesy of Culver's.
Brian's a friend, and we haven't talked in a while. I kind of wanted to keep him on the line, but we got a radio show to do. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Chippewa.
Hey, Jan.
What do you think?
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Let me look back. I do believe that has been guessed. Yeah. Would you like one bonus guess? Go ahead, Jan.
Oh, my goodness. Peanuts.
Peanuts. Is it peanuts? Good job thinking on your feet, but it's not peanuts.
All right, we're down to three final guesses.
Otherwise, Tuesday trivia does not get solved on a Tuesday.
Yeah, it becomes Win It Wednesday. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Al from Tilden again.
All right, Al.
Has potato chips been guessed?
Not potato chips. Potatoes, but not potato chips. So we're going to
go with
that.
Let's go with potato chips.
Yeah, let's go with that. Not popcorn, but is it potato chips? It's not.
Really good guess, though, because, again, there's a lot of air in the bag and things like that, too. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, 8+ pounds potato chips. Good guess, but incorrect.
I saw a bag of lime potato chips on our counter when I left this morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brian from Menominee.
All right, Brian.
How about butter?
Butter.
So kind of thinking outside of the, you know, just this regular staple, something kind of on the side like butter. We trying to trick you up with that? That's not it.
Good guess. 8-plus pounds of what? Final guess today on Tuesday Trivia. If you're typical, if you're average, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? What are we talking about?
Are we back in Cumberland? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
My name is Dave.
Dave, hi. Dave. Where are you calling from?
Fall Creek.
All right.
Dave from Fall Creek. All right.
Vegetables.
Nice broad category. 8-plus pounds of vegetables over the course of a year.
He might as well start wide, and then if we ask him to narrow, we're not asking him to narrow. If he wants to go with that answer, he can, because that's not it.
Now, vegetables. Thank you so much, Dave from Fall Creek. He was the last guesser on Tuesday Trivia, so that means Tuesday Trivia becomes Win It Wednesday. Yeah. We'll give you another shot tomorrow morning. Could be multiple shots, you never know, at winning this Culver's Concrete Mixer, but tune in early to make sure you get your best guess in.
If there is a clue, it usually comes at 7:45 on Win It Wednesday. So, all right. And tell you what, if we don't get an answer at 7:15, we'll give you some kind of hint.
Indeed.